Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Hoorah! Well, very happy birthday, Marines. Remind you, 10th of September, 1775, Tun Tavern in Philadelphia. First place that people got together and said, you know, we should have some guys that really know how to fight. Yeah, we should. And so the Continental Marines were born. Very, very happy birthday. I told you all about the cakes, right? There are Marine Corps birthdays and birthday balls taking place all over America. And I have a photo. The Commandant of the Corps used a sword, as is traditional, to cut the birthday cake. I believe it was at the Pentagon, although I'm not entirely sure. But I have the photo and the story posted over on social. So feel free to go over and take a look at it. We have got Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, who's going to be with us at 3:35. There's a lot of stuff going on in the last couple of days. Last week, right, out in Michigan, breaking up a terror cell. That was pretty big. And it had connections, if I understand it correctly, to New York and New Jersey. Jimmy always joins us with this great law enforcement perspective, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. But I also love for him to give us a sort of a gut check in New York City. What exactly is going on up there? And what does the election of Mam Dani do? How does it change the city? Is there going to be that mass exodus, not of just of the general population, although I hear about that, but of the NYPD? I am on any number of these Reddit forums because there's a part of me thinking, you know, someday I'll suit up and I'll get back in the game. And that's not happening, but it's fun. It is fun to read all of the exercises that some guys are going through. And there's a lot of buzz there about, hey, when this happens and NYPD is hurt by Mam Dani, then here's where you ought to go. Or no, this is the agency you ought to go to. MTA police seems to be the number one choice for everybody. And New York State Police apparently getting ready, if I understand the Reddit forums correctly, they're getting ready for a big applicant pool for new troopers up there coming from current NYPD officers. So we'll get Jimmy to provide some perspective on that. You just heard Charles Pyle talking about the markets being up. Our friend Carl Carlson will be along at 4:35. We'll talk about that. And Mort Klein, president of ZOA, Zionist Organization of America. It's been a while since we chatted with Mort. They're at the forefront of this effort to clean up the Heritage Foundation and get the Heritage Foundation out of the business that it seems to be in right now of being way the hell too friendly with real Jew haters. I don't quite understand what's going on with that, but we'll get a sense from Mort. I did some great stuff over the weekend. I'm just going to tell you this very quickly. Yesterday, the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the observance over at Forest Lawn Cemetery, Emek Shalom, is the section where Holocaust observances happen. These are folks who have passed away who were in the Holocaust. It's amazing to hear the connection to Richmond. We were the first place anywhere in America, I didn't know this, first place anywhere in America to have such a section and to have such an observance. I'm going to post a little bit more on social media just so you can see it, but thanks so much to the great people who you remember on last week on this very program. And it was so nice to interact with folks who only learned about it because they were listening to this show the other day. That means a lot. I mean, that really does mean a lot. And so I'm very happy to have played just a tiny little piece in getting folks out to visit. It was very, very meaningful. Very, very meaningful. In addition to all of that, I will tell you the Richmond Jewish Food Festival is up and running. I was over there also yesterday, had the chance, ran over from the Emek Shalom stuff, went over to the Richmond Jewish Food Festival, stocked up, spent way more money than I was supposed to, I guess, but that's okay. I filled up a number of bags with yummy, and that's what we're having for dinner. All right, so now you got all of the updates, and I'm very happy to have provided them. We are also celebrating the 100th anniversary, as you know, of WRVA all this year. All this year. Millard the Mallard. Jerm, can you do me a favor? At some point today, I know it has aired at other points, but I would love to make sure that we are going to get the Millard the Mallard Centennial Minute that you put together on the air so that everybody here in the afternoon gets a chance to enjoy it as well. How's that? Yeah, just enjoy it as well. Very important stuff. Charles Pyle, who, as you know, is our news director, has upped the game for our news department so much. It is the best it has been in the entire time that I have been here at News Radio W.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
URVA. That's just the fact. I've been here through any number of people going through that newsroom, and nobody, including the news directors back there, came anywhere close to what Charles does. But Charles had an interesting report there. All of a sudden, the Democrats are ready to reopen the government. Golly! Jeez! So all of these crazy people on Congressman John McGuire's page saying, you know, it's up to them. The Republicans have the government closed. Republicans, all these people do. If you're not part of John McGuire's Facebook page, you need to be, because it is entertaining for all the wrong reasons. And I know I probably shouldn't hang out there, but there's just a part of me that finds it impossible not to respond to some of the idiotic party puking pablum that passes for, or that's the end of the alliteration, but it passes for conversation over there. Congressman John McGuire will post something, and then all of a sudden, all of these trolls jump on, it's not true, it's not, and they have these pre-packaged memes, and I'm just thinking to myself, you people have a lot of time. And then there's the part of myself saying, hey, nitwit, you're spending a lot of time addressing the people who seem to have a lot of time. You actually have family obligations and financial responsibilities. It doesn't appear as if any of those people do, so maybe you want to dial it back. But honest to goodness, just go over there and check it out. Go for the last 2 weeks. You know what? Go through it for the entire time the federal government has been closed down. You and I called it as it was. The Schumer shutdown, right? That's what it was. Always has been that. And we've said that. Now, the left is forced to acknowledge, well, I guess they're not, because they're not really honest people, but many have to observe that we were right all along. And that now that the Democrats, a handful of them, have joined other Democrats like John Fetterman saying, hey, listen, we got to reopen this government, man. Now the government's going to be reopened and everything's going to be fine, which is what I told you right from the beginning. Why is there a split, though, as Charles Pyle pointed out in his newscast, between Tiny Tim Kaine and the ever-constipated Mark Warner? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Tiny Tim Kaine at the moment is not running for re-election, and Mark Warner, despite the fact that he said he would never serve more than two terms, is running for what? Term number three, four, five? God only knows. He's been there forever. He's been there so long, he's like one of those grossly obese people during a daytime show who actually grows into the couch and becomes somehow physically part of the couch. That's how long Mark Warner has been there. But he needs the cover of saying, I'm still fighting Trump. For, oh, I don't know, the Trump haters to come out and vote for him as he's running for re-election. Tiny Tim Kaine doesn't need that at the moment, and so he's doing exactly what everybody said was going to be done anyway, and that's saying, oh, yeah, maybe we should just reopen it. And Abigail Spanberger is staking out some territory in the middle. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what that could mean moving forward. As crazy as this sounds, you know who might be the most disappointed with an Abigail Spanberger in the executive mansion? It might very well be Louise Lucas and Don Scott. Yeah. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.